Ladies and gentlemen, good day, and welcome to the R Systems Q4 and year 2022 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kumar. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Michelle. Good morning to all. On behalf of R Systems, I welcome all participants to quarter four and CY 2022 earnings conference call. We have senior management of R Systems with us in this call. We will start the call on the opening remark of the company by Dr. Lekhi, followed by financial overview by Mr. Nand and business overview by Mr. Abhiraj. Thereafter, we'll have a closing statement by Dr. Lekhi. Subsequently, we will open up for a Q&A session. Before I hand over, let me read out the customary disclaimer statement on behalf of the company. Investors are cautioned that this presentation is uncertain that involve risks and uncertainties. Company undertakes no obligation publicly to update or revise any such statement. These statements may undertake revision because of new information, future event, or otherwise. Actual result, performance, achievement could differ from those expressed or implied in such forward-looking statement. With this, I am handing over to Dr. Lekhi for his opening comment. Thank you. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Kumar. Good morning, everybody, and thank you for being a part of this investor call. I would like to present an overview of R Systems for the benefit of all those who are joining us in this conference for the first time. R Systems was established in 1993 in California as a software engineering company and is now spread across three continents with 18 development and service centers worldwide. R Systems delivers digital transformation services with innovation and creativity to businesses in various industries: technology, telecom, digital media, healthcare and life sciences, finance and insurance, and retail and e-commerce. Our deep industry domain knowledge, combined with our expertise in big data, advanced analytics, AI, mobility, IoT, RPA, and cloud, help in transformation of businesses in this digital age. We continued our high-growth journey during CY 2022, especially for digital and product engineering services. Our revenue grew year-on-year 31% to rupees 1,516 crores, that is $193 million. CY 2022 EBITDA was 13.7% as against 14% last year. Although we have improved the margins in quarter four, but still margins are under pressure primarily on account of salary hikes, attrition challenges, and muted utilization. Our efforts for rate hikes and higher rack rates have supported the margins to some extent. During the year, we onboarded more than 385 associates and 32 key logos. Out of the 32 new accounts added, 10 accounts have potential to become million-dollar accounts in a year's time. Profit after tax was 140 crores as against rupees 141 crores in the last year. Last year, there was higher other income on account of forgiveness of our PPP loan in USA. We continue to have a strong balance sheet with the shareholders' funds of rupees 545 crores and net cash balances of rupees 268 crores to support liquidity and growth. We served $45 million plus accounts as against 35 a year ago. With that, I will now hand over to Nand Sardana, our CFO, to give you a detailed financial analysis.
Thank you, Dr. Lekhi. Good morning to all. Thank you everybody for attending the call. The presentation gives detail of both quarter four and year 2022. I'll quickly cover quarter four and then move to yearly numbers. Revenue for the quarter was rupees 399.5 crores or $48.7 million, which is almost flat as Q3. The gross margin was 35.4%, which was lesser by 100 basis points compared to last quarter, mainly due to impact of average salary increases along with two lesser billable days net of rupee depreciation. SG&A expenses reduced in absolute terms due to lesser provision for bad and doubtful debt, lesser spend on recruitment along with true-up of year-end provisions. Resultant EBITDA was 14.9% compared to 14.5% last quarter. Net profit after tax was rupees 41.4 crores or $5.1 million compared to rupees 36.8 crores or $4.6 million last quarter. Now I will give detailed overview of yearly numbers. Revenue for the year was record rupees 1,515.8 crores or $193.2 million compared to rupees 1,155.6 crores or $156.5 million last year. Revenue grew at 31% year-on-year. This was an all-round growth where each business unit and geography has contributed along with better realization and rupee depreciation. Our present sales pipeline is good. We are making focused effort to add large accounts to add profitable growth. Gross margin, getting down to gross margin, it was 35.1% in current year compared to 35.7% last year. This is a reduction of 60 basis points. Reduction in gross margin is mainly due to impact of increase in average service, net of rupee depreciation and increase in billing rates. Our effort in getting better prioritization have reduced the impact of salary hikes. Our offshore rates have improved by 5% during the year and this will help to improve gross margin going forward. Getting down to SG&A expense line, SG&A expenses have increased by rupees 73 crores. It was rupees 324 crores in this year as against rupees 251 crores last year. In percentage terms, the SG&A were 21.4% this year compared to 21.7% last year. The main reasons for absolutely reduced SG&A are due to addition of new sales and pre-sales staff, salary hike, increased digital marketing spends, and recruitment expenses. EBITDA in the year was rupees 208.3 crores or $26.5 million compared to rupees 161.5 crores or $21.9 million last year. As a percentage of revenue, EBITDA was 13.7% in this year compared to 14% last year. There is a slight reduction in EBITDA in percentage terms due to increase in average salary and attrition challenges, although absolute amount has increased by about 29%. We are committed for improving margins in coming quarters. Depreciation was, the total expense was rupees 35 crores compared to 27.7 crores last year. Interest expenses rupees 4.9 crore in this year compared to almost same amount last year. Other income this year were rupees 1.7 crore compared to rupees 41.2 crores last year. Last year we got forgiveness of EP loan in USA amounting to rupees 22.4 crores. This year we had an exchange loss of rupees 7.9 crores compared to exchange gain of rupees 8.7 crores last year. Exchange losses are mainly due to mark-to-market of outstanding forward cover. Further, the other income comprises of interest income of rupees 4.6 crore this year compared to 7.1 crore last year. During the year 2022, the average rate for USD and Euro was 78.547 and rupees 82.56 respectively, as against last year average rate of for USD and Euro of 73.83 and 87.32 respectively. These are the two main currencies for our system. As at the year end, we had total forward cover of $42.2 million with average rate of rupees 81.39 and euro cover of $2.4 million with average rate of 88.87. This has already been marked to market at closing rate of 31st December. Our tax expense was rupees 30.5 crores in 2022 as against tax of rupees 28.6 crores last year. Effective consolidated tax percentage for 2022 is 17.9% as against 15.8% during last year. Our effective tax rate has increased as one of our SEZ units had completed first 5 years of full tax benefit and moved into 50% tax benefit category. Also last year, some of the grants, there was a lesser tax rate. Net profit after tax was ₹139.7 crore or $17.8 million compared to ₹141.4 crore or $19.2 million last year. Earning per share for the year was ₹11.81 compared to ₹11.85 last year. Getting down to asset side in the balance sheet, total receivable at the end of December 2022 were ₹257 crores compared to ₹178 crores at the end of last year. Receivable in terms of DSO were 52 days as at December 22 compared to 50 days last year. Our net cash and bank balances as at December 31st, 2022 is ₹268 crore compared to ₹277 crore at the end of last year. We have been constantly generating cash from the business. During the year, our system has done shareholder distribution of ₹77 crore in the form of dividend along with capex and payment of taxes. The shareholder funds were ₹545 crore at the end of December 22 compared to ₹462 crore at the end of last year. We continue to have a strong balance sheet to support liquidity and growth. With that, let me hand over to Mr. Ravilas for a review of operations. Ravilas.
Thank you, Nand. Thanks everyone for being on the call. I hope everyone is doing good. We continue to focus on digital technology and digital transformation journey. The strategy has helped us in the last few years and still give us a lot of value, and we see a lot of momentum in the business. We like to give you a brief flavor of our global operation. Digital transformation continues to be the focus for us on select key verticals like technology, telecom, finance, insurance, healthcare, life science, retail, and e-commerce. Our digital transformation offering includes cloud, tech tech, analytics, machine learning, artificial intelligence, data and speech analytics, robotic process automation, IoT, and Salesforce. These continue to be our arrowhead for growth. On cloud, we work on all the leading platforms such as Amazon, Microsoft Azure, Google. We are advanced partner of Amazon and gold partner of Salesforce. We see significant traction in the cloud space and Salesforce. And these are the growth area for us. In analytics, we see high growth in ML and AI, data and speech analytics. We are currently serving many existing clients in this space and many proposals are in progress. On mobility, we do a wide variety of technologies such as Android, iOS, Android, hybrid and web apps, right from application, simple app to enterprise class application. We had 8 wins during the quarter. The brief of the few key wins are under product lifecycle management. A global leader in IT security solution in US has engaged our system for their digital transformation partner to provide product engineering service in their security, network security product development. Another customer is a US-based healthcare technology solution provider. They have engaged our system to help digitize their core application that they use for their various customers in EMR, EHR, customer onboarding, etc. Another is a Canada-based organization that provides roadside assistance, insurance and related services. They have engaged our system to enhance their customer retention using ML and AI technology, and we are using various AWS model for that. Another one of the leading telco, ISV, and our existing customer has mandated our system to develop a real-time data audit tool to collect and reconcile data from various sources and take corrective measures. In Southeast Asia, a Singapore-based leading wine distributor has awarded our system to upgrade their Microsoft Nav application to Microsoft Business Central and implement LS Retail to automate its various business operations. In terms of headcount, we have increased from 3,548 in year 21 to 3,874 in year 22, added 326 technical associates during last year. Our utilization was almost flat at 77% in CY 22 as last year We had attrition challenges over last year. However, some softening of attrition challenges are happening now. We are making continuous focus and effort to improve our utilization and reduce our attrition. On yearly basis geography, North America contributes 74.2%, Europe 10.4%, Southeast Asia 12.5%, rest of the world 2.9%. On yearly basis, client concentration, top 10 clients contribute 22.8%, with the largest client of about 6.7%. With that brief overview, I'll hand over back to Dr. Rekhi for his closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Abhiraj. Our performance in CY 2022 is encouraging in terms of revenue growth. However, the margins are shy due to salary hikes and muted utilization. We are committed to get profitable growth through operational efficiency, better price realization, coupled with pyramid rationalization in coming quarters. Further, we have taken focused efforts for getting larger deal sizes to strengthen the margin. Rupee at present level against USD will also support us to improve our margins. In the last few months, we have seen demand softening amid weakening macro environment. It may affect our high growth momentum for certain periods. However, we are still optimistic for continued traction for technology and digital services. We continue to invest in sales, pre-sales, digital marketing and in newer technologies. And these are helping us to win larger digital transformational projects. We endeavor to utilize our strong balance sheet to support operations and growth. And that brings us to the end of our presentation today. And we'll hand you back to the organizers for your questions.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have the first question from the line of Abhay Jain, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning, our system teams. First of all, thank you for a very detailed presentation on the results. I just want to know the detailed factor which is driving your margins downward since 2020 and what are your aims to improve that?
Thank you, Mr. Abhay. So, let's see the history of margin. In 2020, we reported 13.3% EBITDA margin. In 21 year ending, we did 14%. There is a slight reduction in percentage term in 2022 to 13.7%. In percentage term, the EBITDA margins have reduced by 30 basis points. But in absolute term, it has increased by almost 29-30%. So, the margins have improved. Why the margins have reduced in percentage term? I think it's an industry-wide phenomena, and I think a lot of other companies are also facing that. There was a lot of pressure on salary hike this year. Our average salaries have increased. And along with that, because of that high attrition to maintain the, attrition levels, we had to give higher percentage and resulting into higher average salary. Having said that, the situation has improved in last quarter or last 4-5 months, and we see less pressure on increase in salary. So we are quite hopeful of improvement in EBITDA margins going forward. Our endeavor is to do at least 100 basis points, but let us see. So hopefully, and we have done a lot of effort in improving the bill rates. So that bill rate improvement, which has already done, in fact, last year, close to 4% improvement in bill rate we did, at least in our offshore centers.
That will also help us to kind of, you know, focus on margin. Rupee also has helped last year, which has kind of, you know, helped us to, you know, to keep margins, and we are hopeful that rupee will continue to help us on that as well. That is on, but we are quite hopeful to improve the EBITDA margin.
Okay. Thank you. I think that answers my question. Can you also give some update on the open offer of Blackstone? Currently, at which stage the open offer is and when it will get open?
Well, so just to reiterate, Blackstone has signed a definitive agreement with promoters of the company around sometime mid-November. I think 17th November, the agreement was signed. It is a delisting open offer for which the necessary formalities are underway. Blackstone has filed the letter of offer with SEBI, which is pending approval right now. So we don't know when the SEBI will approve, but, you know, based on my discussion, I feel that, you know, we should be getting the SEBI approval soon. So we are not sure when it will happen. Once the SEBI approval comes, I have a feeling it is 3 to 4, 4.5 week process to conclude this delisting company open offer. There are some conditions and all that. I don't want to get into all these things. But once the SEBI approval comes, which is, I don't know when it will come, but should be coming because almost more than 3 months it has been filed. And after that, it is like, you know, around 4 weeks process. So that is the update on that.
Okay. Okay, thank you. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one now. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. We have the next question from the line of Jagdishwar Topo from Japa Investment. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, sir. I have a question regarding your telecom vertical in Europe. If I take you through the slide 9 of the presentation, the Europe business was 13.2% in 2020. It was 13.5% in 2021. It has dropped down to about 10.4% in 2022. So our telecom vertical in Europe was supposed to, get into, you know, telecom 5G rollout related opportunities. So what are the challenges that we are facing, and how do we plan to, you know, overcome those challenges? Do we have any strategies to, you know, break through this telecom business? And what percentage of revenue you intend that telecom business in Europe would contribute, let's say, in 3 to 4 years' time? This is my first question.
So thank you, Mr. Topo. I'll answer the question on the numerical part and the telecom vertical and the qualitative part. I leave it to Abhiraj then to answer. But let me just first answer your percentage part. You see, we have grown in all the units, but our growth in U.S. and Canada territory has been much faster than compared to the Europe. So that is the broad high-level reason that, you know, the percentage of North America business has grown to more than 74%, and accordingly, the percentage of Europe and Southeast Asia has fallen down. That's the reason for the percentage. About telecom strategy, Abhiraj, maybe you can just answer that question.
Telecom, you know, telecom is one of the key verticals that we have. And we have increased our sales team in Europe, and we have aligned our sales team in U.S. customers. We have other customers. So that continues to be our focus. With 5G rollout coming across the globe, we see a lot of opportunities, and our sales team has a lot of, I think, substantial deals that they are working at. So we see good growth coming from there.
So any ballpark number that you may have, which you intend to, you know...
I don't think Manjeevi give numbers like this, Maybe Nand, I will leave it to Nand.
Telecom is a focus vertical. It will continue to grow. I mean, the percentage maybe I think on the telecom front, see, right now you're talking about the Europe part. But if you see on the telecom, and there are two points of part of telecom business. One is that ISV part, the second is the enterprise part. The overall telecom as a vertical has been growing. That is kind of we will continue to grow.
Okay. Okay, thank you. I have one more question. It is regarding the cash flow, consolidated cash flow statement. If you go to consolidated cash flow statement line item on spending, I see purchase of property, plant, equipment, there is a 35 crore cash outflow. So I see some infrastructure increase in terms of square foot area. So my question is, how much of this is in terms of infrastructure and increase in seat, and how much of this is in renovation or modernization of your existing IT system and processes?
So, Mr. Jagdishwar, we have done CapEx of close to 34 crore in 2022. So all this has been increased mostly in computer purchase, networking equipment, and modernization infrastructure. To answer your question, how much is for the exact CapEx and how much is replacement, maybe I can answer this question offline to you, or maybe send you, I have your phone number, I'll send you information on that. But broadly, 35 crore is the CapEx spent during the year 2022. This is in line with our, we have grown close to 30% last year, so this is in line with that.
Also, to add on this, we have expanded our SEZ footprint by 50,000 sq ft, which was, you can say, executed this year. So significant part of CapEx belong to the infra expansion in the SEZ, where we have taken 50,000 sq ft over this year.
Okay, got it. The next line item in that cash flow item, it's payment of contingent consideration to erstwhile shareholder of subsidiary. It's about roughly about 3 crore, small number. So there were some minority shareholder of the subsidiaries. Is that the reason why this cash outflow item is coming in? I reckon that all the subsidiaries were 100% sub, so why this item, line item is coming?
So let me explain to you.
Yeah.
So, if you recall, in 2019, we acquired a company by the name Innovisent. Okay? So we had deal with them. So what we did was that there was an upfront payment, and then some money was to be paid for next 3 years. So we have made the final settlement, and close to 400,000 or 380,000 something was paid in full and final settlement of the acquisition which we did in 2019. That was for Innovisent, Chicago-based company. So that is the payment for that. That is paid in full and final.
Oh, okay, okay, got it. Which is being paid this year?
Yes, now it's full and final paid, that's right.
All right, sir. Thank you so much, and my best wishes to the senior management and all the employees. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Prabhu.
Thank you. Participants, if you want to ask a question, you may press star and one now.
If there are no further questions, we can close.
Okay, sir. Thank you. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Dr. Reddy for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you very much. I want to thank all of you for attending this conference and for your participation and questions. With this, we come to the close. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of R Systems, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.